So what I want to do when we're starting today is kind of set the stage, hopefully, for the rest of this conference. And there are three topics or subjects or things that we are going to walk our way through this morning with me. One is just kind of a review of some basic concepts, definitions, words, partially because I don't know at all the level of experience of the people in the audience, so maybe you'll see something new, but hopefully it'll just kind of click and you'll get a name and a reference. And when we're later on, the most important reason for this is later on, as I'm talking about what's happening out there now, we're going to be talking about D4A trust or D4C trust or pool trust or things like that, and we're going to define them a little bit in the beginning. So basics are first, fundamentals. Then we're going to touch on what's going on around the country, what's working, what might be working, depending on what state you happen to be in or maybe the mood of the caseworkers at the day, and what's definitely not working around the country. And then lastly, we're going to focus on a random selection of what I think are maybe some trends in the area of special needs trust that you're probably aware of, but at least, or maybe not, and it'll focus it a bit so that you know and can keep track of what's going on and where the law is moving towards. So that's our goal for this session. So let's start with the basics. What's a special needs trust? It starts with, it's a trust, therefore somebody called a trustee is holding money or assets for the benefit of somebody else called the beneficiary,